We're talking after the game with head coach Bill Dunn following Saugatuck's 48-6 victory at Blanchard Montebello. Coach Dunn, it looked a little like a page out of 2011 or 2010. Every time Saugatuck had the ball on offense, except for the last series and the last series in the first half when there were some dicey moments, the ball was in the end zone. You couldn't have asked for a better offense tonight.
No, we put in our pistol offense this year as kind of a complimentary offense to our full house tee. And you know, if you're an opposing team and you've got to defend both, they're really tough to defend. And our guys ran both offenses really well, which gives us that ability to run and throw and hit multiple receivers or running backs out of different sets, whether we run shotgun under center, full house tee, pistol set, whatever. But, yeah, the guys executed pretty well tonight.
Coach Bill Dunn has to be pleased with the performance of his quarterback, Blake Dunn. At times he looked like a man, a boy beyond his years, and other times he's a ninth grader and made some ninth grade mistakes.
Yep. He played well, but people got to remember he's a 14-year-old freshman. But he did make some pretty nice decisions, threw the ball well. He ran well, but he is a freshman yet, you know, so he's going to make his share of mistakes, but I certainly trust him with our offense, and I know the kids do too.
A lot of heads shaking around this place looking at number 26. We've seen a lot of heads shaken over the 11 years now that you've been at the helm with Saugatuck fullbacks, just leaving them wondering what's going on. Joe Koshelski is just picking up with his predecessors left off.
He's a man-child. He's a man-child on offense, and he is on defense. And, you know, I said in the pregame, you know, the way Joey goes, we go. And Joey made some great plays offensively. He's a monster in the middle on defense, and I'm just blessed to have him as part of our program.
The complexion of the game changed a little bit in the first half when they made the stop just before halftime, but then when Alex Segovia touched the ball on the next two kickoffs, that really changed everything.
Hey, what an added feature to the program this year. I mean, Segovia, and give credit to Coach Greck, our special teams guy, for lining that up and putting that in, and Alex executed. Of course, you got to have the guys up front to execute as well. So it's great special teams tonight, as well as Tanner Nutting. You know, you can count on him every week. He's going to be a dynamite. So special teams was great this tonight.
And the unsung hero tonight, A.J. Starring. He was a star, especially on defense. That sack late in the first half, getting him away from the 15 to the 30, really gummed him up before the half.
A.J.'s a big kid, 6'2", 205, that can run. You know, and most people don't. They kind of underestimate his ability to run. But he made some great plays defensively. He's a big guy that can run. And of course, he plays offensive guard for us as well and did a tremendous job there, too.
Two more things. First of all, impressive on the field, but also people around here were pretty impressed with the way the Indians and their fans conducted themselves tonight.
Well, we had great sportsmanship, and I love our Saugatuck community. I love our fans. We have a great following. I mean, they go in and they clean up the locker room after the kids, and they clean up the spectators, the stands. I mean, who could ask for more? And they love our kids. They support our kids, and like I said, we got a great following.
Finally, next week, next Friday, the game in Marcellus. 2 years ago, Indians go down there, big win. Last year, Marcellus comes in with that offense they have, and they put a hurting on us. Almost as if, which game's going to come out?
Yep, exactly. We got payback. You know, they beat us up last year, and we got payback. It's always tough to be on the road, so we got another long trip, and hopefully good things will happen.
And we'll talk to Bill Dunn after next Friday night's game in Marcellus, a game that you can hear on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com next Friday night at 6:40. Bill Dunn, congratulations after the 48-6 win here at Montebello.
Thank you, sir.